podcast, we will dive into dark secrets and little details of your favorite movies.
Hey, Pranavi.
Hey, Sharmada. So, you know, I just watched the movie Frozen. I
rewatched
it a lot of times. And so while I was watching that movie, you know, one of my favorite parts is during Elsa's coronation.
Mm-hmm.
And when Anna sings the song Once and Forever, did you realize that to go into the coronation, Rapunzel and her husband Flynn were walking on the way?
Really?
Maybe they're somehow related.
Mm-hmm. So I also noticed, you know, the Enchanted Forest in Frozen 2?
Oh, it's very beautiful.
Yeah. So I was recently on a Disney movie marathon. I started with the classics like Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, I
noticed that the forest in Sleeping Beauty resembles the Enchanted Forest. Same animals, same trees.
Oh, yeah, and it's super beautiful. It's just Frozen's more realistic.
3D.
3D. Something else I realized is, you know the popular hit song, Let It Go?
Yeah.
Yeah. So during that song, when Elsa's coronation, she's wearing a twisted bun.
Beautiful hairdo. I'd kill for that.
Mm-hmm. And when she goes to her ice palace, and she just flips her hair and it automatically becomes a big loose braid. I mean,
yeah.
I would love it. But how?
Like, yeah, I wonder how she did that.
Yeah, but
I mean, we both know we'd kill for that hair.
Yeah. I even wore that wig for Halloween.
Yeah, I remember. So, you know, this other thing is also during Once and Forever. And you know when Anna was stuffing her face with chocolates?
Oh,
remember
yeah.
that scene? So I noticed that the chocolates look like the ones in Sugarland from Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yeah. Like the gumdrops. I would love to have
so
a
delicious
eating those stuff.
Anyway.
You know something else? Wasn't Frozen directed by Chris Buck and Jennifer Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know some of our main characters are Anna, Elsa, Sven, Hans, Kristoff, and our little Olaf. Oh,
yeah. I just wonder who are the voiceovers. They did such a good job.
Yeah, I love Anna's Kristen Bell. She's my role model, Leo. I love Kristen Bell.
I mean, I like Idina Menzel better.
She did a great voice for Elsa, but Anna's just, yeah.
And we can both agree, Kristoff's voice for Jonathan Kraft was
pretty
good.
Oh, yeah, that was really great. And something I also realized was, you know, the author of Frozen was Hans Christian Andersen.
You mean Snow Queen?
Yeah, well, the original movie Snow Queen. And actually, I realized that the names Anna, Sven, and Kristoff and Hans actually come from the name Hans Christian Andersen. Because Hans as Hans, Christian as Kristoff, Andersen as Anna and Sven. Get it? Hans Christian Andersen.
You know Arendelle? It's so beautiful with its waterfalls and lush green scenery.
Oh, yeah. I would love to go there sometime.
Actually, it's a real place, in fact. In Norway.
Really?
Yeah, in Norway, there's a town called Arendelle. It's beautiful. I would love it. That's my dream vacation.
Wasn't the author also in Denmark?
Yeah.
You know, something else that I realized was there's a connection between three fairy tales. You know, Frozen, obviously. Tangled, I love that, you know, long
hair. The hair, got it.
And Ariel. And how they connect is when Elsa's parents, you know, Anna's and Elsa's parents, were going in a ship, the waves crash over them. But I realized there was a big blue light, which could have been Ariel's father's trident. Because that was the shipwreck that killed his wife. And somehow else that they're related is that, you know, Elsa and Rapunzel both have magic powers.
Yeah.
And their moms look alike.
Same green eyes.
Yeah.
But
and they're married to different
kids.
Why
were the parents going on the
They might have been going to Rapunzel's and Flynn's marriage. Because you know how Rapunzel and Flynn, in the beginning, I said, came to Elsa's coronation?
Yeah.
That would be really great. And they might have been cousins.
Cool. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, well.
So this is all for our podcast.
Next time we will be coming with a lot more stuff. some of your maybe dark secrets of your favorite movies, recipes, and clothes, and a lot more for you to keep on watching.
Please comment on what movies you would like us to dive into.
Mm-hmm. See you later. Bye. Sharma the Vankat Ramani.
And Pranavi Sagatiru.